Well, this morning and many mornings to come, we'll be looking at the moving of the Spirit. Hallelujah. You know, the charismatic churches of which we are, have that phrase, the move of the Spirit. We call it the move of the Spirit. And sometimes we pray, just like we did this morning, praying concerning the move of the Spirit, which is really the walk of the Spirit. I remember we, way back then, as a secondary school young boy, we began to fast and pray. And we called it revival. And we said we're praying for revival. We're looking for more hearts to be turned to Christ. So we're praying. And we had a prayer chain. I'm talking about secondary school. We had prayer chain that we made sure that we're praying for like 24 hours. So you pick the two hours, I think it's four, I can't remember, but maybe 2 hours group. So you pray. So we're praying for the move of the Spirit on our campus and around the world. We're praying that way, you know, and praying that, you know, and there's something about the believer. There is a kind of dissatisfaction that you will have about your Christian life that is not ungodly. Who knows what I'm talking about here? Come on. Now you're just feeling like there should be more. Let me see your hand. Come on. You just sense that, Lord, I need to. Not that you're saying you want to become something. No, there should be more. I'm more than this, that kind of stuff. You are sensing in your heart that you should pray more. That you should study the Word of God more. Is that right? That you should fellowship more. That thirst is of God. God gave you that thirst. God gave you that desire. Praise the Lord. Are you here? We can desire to pray more, right? Ephesians 6:18 says to pray always. So I see myself praying more. Praying more. In fact, this particular prayer channel I told you, I just mentioned, I'll pray with a group. I'll join another group. I just felt we should pray more. You know, and I didn't exactly have much understanding like I do today, and I'm still going to have more. I'm going to get deeper. And better, but then I was really looking for more, you know, and that's important to have more. In John 16:12, Jesus telling his own disciples, imagine Jesus having spent time with them and taught them. You know what he said to them? I have many things to say to you. What? After such robust teaching, I have many things to say to you. But you cannot bear them now. Having when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, John 16:13, he will guide you into all of the truth. He had many things to say. You know, in Matthew chapter 10, he sent them how to preach. He told them where to preach. He said, do not go, but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He told them in Matthew 10. But you know, when he rose from the dead, he gave them more. Someone say more. Someone say more. Praise the Lord. There's more. There's more. Say with me, there's more. You know, he now said, go into all the world. There's more. There's more. Some believers, all they talk about is speaking, that's the limit of their walk with the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues. Even if they're speaking in tongues, they cannot even interpret it. Their mouth is already paining them. But when they are gisting, hey, it'll be flowing. But there's more. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's more. There's more to the Christian walk. Glory to his name. Acts 1:8, it says, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto the othermost part of the earth. Which means there is more. Glory to his name. There's more. So there are times like that as believers who pray for the moving of the Spirit. Not because the Spirit of God is not moving at all. That's not what it is. We just sense that there should be more. There's more. Like I was sharing with the leaders last night, I said to them, we are a people of prophecy. When you look at the scriptures, the scriptures is called the prophets. Luke 24, verse 25 and 26, the prophets. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 11 and 12, it's called the prophets. the prophet spoke. Hebrews 1:1. That means we can read the prophecies. What's a prophecy? Prophecy is knowing God's intention. Knowing God's plan ahead of time. Knowing what God is doing ahead of time. That's prophecy. So we can read prophecies. Told them last night. Said you can read prophecies. But there's also prophecies that are given. Which is, there's a written one that you can read. For example, if I read, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Is that a prophecy? So I know that anywhere I am, I should look out for, desire, and believe God for an outpouring of His Spirit, right? Come on. Upon all flesh. Joel 2, 28 and 29. Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 verse 16. Through 17, 18, 19. I know I can believe God. Which means that when I read that, I can believe God. They asked a man, Billy Graham. Billy Graham is believed. Now, this is, it's left for a lot of interpretation. He's believed, interpretation is believed that he's evangelist, as we call them, who has reached most people in the world. In fact, Billy Graham once preached at the Vatican City. I mean, if you know what that is, he preached there. Now they asked Billy Graham a question. How did God call you to the ministry? I remember I heard that as a secondary school boy. I thought it was going to go something like, you know, I was walking on the street and Jesus just said, I read Matthew 28. He said, you mean it's not like God appeared to you through Jesus, in Jesus, and said, hey, I've called you. He said, no. So he read that scripture that you read as an instruction. He saw it as from the mouth of God. And look at how much he did for the Lord. Hallelujah. You know what Daniel said? Daniel chapter 9 and verse 2. Daniel wanted to know what God wanted to do. Daniel said, I understood by the books. Which means that I didn't have to hear anything. I saw the written prophecy. And I knew the direction God was going in the earth. I told them last year, I told you guys, sorry, last year, I told them, this is our church. And I said to them that you don't follow God through the media. If you read the media right now, about whether Nigeria or the world. In fact, in the world, they'll tell you things like the world, global economic crisis everywhere. You just read about coup d'etats in Africa. You read about the Ukrainian, Russian war. You read about different things happening in France. And they say, hey, what's going on? So they say, so God's going on. Then some pastors will say, God is doing something. So the media is his prophet. No. But you know, you can also listen to some other things going on. And you discover that, for example, in Pakistan. Now, I know some about Pakistan because I do hold things off camera in Pakistan. Pakistan now has crusades of people in their tens of thousands. That's what God is doing. Hallelujah. Today, to the glory of God, in our church, we're starting two new churches. Praise God. Yeah. That's what God is doing. Today, we have a mission in Australia. That's what God is doing. Praise the Lord. It's not, hey, I heard that fuel price has gone up. It's always going up. It's not what God is doing. So you must know what God is doing. I told you last year, I said, never think. 2023, that's Nigerians now. I said it's not election year. It's election year for the nation as a people. But that's not what God is saying to his church. And many prophets are so, they're not so called, I take that back. But many pastors got into the bog. They began to say, you know, this is president, is going to be president. This president is not going to be president. Who sent you all of that? Because he assumed that the Nigerian constitution is the Bible. And the INEC chairman is the head of the body of Christ. No. God doesn't work with your elections. He works with his church. Hallelujah. And with the work of his spirit. So we follow written prophecy. We will read it and say, this is what God is doing. I know he said, as I leave, the earth shall be filled with my glory. Do you believe that? Numbers 14:21. As the waters cover the sea. Do you believe that? Are you walking with that? Come on, guys. Are you walking with that? Are you walking with that? That's what I'm walking with. Hallelujah. That's what I'm walking with. I'm walking with that prophecy. I'm walking with that prophecy. So that prophecy is the move of the Spirit. I'm walking with that prophecy. Glory to God. I'm walking with it. Blessed be God. You know, I was, I remember years ago, I was talking to the pastor of our church in Ikorodu. And I laughed when he told me what they were doing. I can't say much of it today. And I said to myself, 30 years ago, I walked the whole of the town. I was crying. I said, Lord, you're going to move this place. Then it was a holy, you see much of Islam all over the place. In fact, you won't see much churches. It is all so obvious. People will do crusades and they will be attacked right there. So I walked and I teamed up with some folks. I said, let's just pray. And I walked the whole old place because Archbishop Benson Dowsa said he did that. So I said, I'm going to follow that pattern. And I began to walk and I prayed in tears. One afternoon, I was fasting about 30 days. You know, when you are fasting and you can't feel yourself. And I was walking. So I sat down. So as I sat, it was like a roundabout. As I sat down, I said, oh God, oh God, oh God, move in this town. So as I sat down to rest, I looked back, it was an idol. I felt, oh God. So I said to the pastor, I said, you know, things we see in our world today, people pray them. They pray them over time. They know that this is the word of God, but they are not seeing it. So they go on their knees and begin to pray. They don't say, okay, what's happening now is that we need palliatives. That's not what they are thinking. People are even stealing the palliatives. So that's not the problem. They are stealing the palliatives. You know what that is? Someone said the problem is, the world is poverty. I said, the same reason why people steal is poverty. I said, why do the rich steal? That's not the reason. That's not the reason. You are tackling a spiritual problem logically. So I told the pastor, I said, one day we'll look back and thank God. So when he told me some things they are doing now and they're about to do, hallelujah, there's a move of the Spirit of God that's working in the earth. Praise the Lord. Are you here? So let's get back to that. So we will read the prophecies. This is what God is doing. What's God's plan for Nigeria? His glory will fill Nigeria as the waters covers the sea. That's the written prophecy. Now, we now have given prophecy. What do you mean by given prophecy? That is, if you look at the book of Acts, they read prophecies out. In Acts 1:16-20, they read a prophecy out. And when they were going to change Judas, they read a prophecy out. In Acts 2:16, 17, 18, 19, Peter read out the prophecy about the outpouring of the Spirit. In Acts 4, when they were being persecuted, they read out the prophecy of Psalm 2. Acts 4:24, they read Psalm 2, verse 1 to about verse 3. They read out the prophecy. They prayed it in Acts 4. But you know, in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, when God spoke to Saul of Tarsus, he gave to Ananias what you can call a giving prophecy. He will bear my name before kings. I'll show him great things, verse 15 and 16, that he will suffer for my name's sake. He showed him that. In Acts 10, we saw how Peter fell into a trance and God showed him. He showed him what was going to happen to the Gentiles. And he heard the Spirit say, men are looking for you. So he heard that, oh, Cornelius has sent people down to call him to speak words so that they might be saved. So there's written prophecy. There's given prophecy. Where something is said to you. Something is showed to you. Praise the Lord. I was telling the leaders last night, if you were here with us 20 years ago, there's nothing we're doing today that wasn't given to us. If you were here with us 10 years ago, there's nothing we're doing today that wasn't given to us. If you were here with us 8 years ago, there's given prophecy. Okay? By Acts 13 and verse 1 and 2, where the apostles called prophets and teachers, they were ministering to the Lord and fasting. And the Bible says the Holy Ghost said, separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work I've called them, giving prophecy. So there's written prophecy where we can know what God is doing. There's giving prophecy. So that Paul will write to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1, 18. He says, I give you charge, O Timothy. O son Timothy, prophecies have gone before on you. Giving prophecies. Where God indicates his will to us. It's in line with the written prophecy. Right? But it's specific, however, it's very specific as to what is being done. Are you in church? So whether it's a written prophecy or the given prophecy, that's the move of God's Spirit. We can pray with the written prophecies. I've seen this in the Word of God. This is what God wants to do. And we can also pray in the given prophecy. Which means there are some times that God will just prompt our hearts in one direction. And we are praying. And we are praying. And praying. So why are we praying? Because God has set something to our hearts. And we're praying about it. We're praying for the moving of the Spirit. So when the charismatics say move of the Spirit, they're saying the work of the Holy Spirit. What is he doing now? Written and also given. The moving of the Spirit. Written and also given to us. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you there? So there are things we have to learn. We must learn it. In the moving of the Spirit. What's God emphasizing now? What's he emphasizing now? In our midst. So that's why sometimes a church might have another emphasis. Not that they don't believe what you're preaching. They even teach and preach it. But they might just be led by God to emphasize something else at some point. Praise the Lord. At some point. And that's why it's good for a pastor to learn to be led by the Spirit of God. Not to compete with churches all over the place and say, if they are doing this one now, we're going to be doing it. So some churches are organizing a glory festival. We put our own glory feast. Probably are confused. You have to pray. What's the move of the Spirit in your church or for your church or in your assembly? So Genesis chapter 1, we're just going to learn a few things. Are you in church? And then just see how the Holy Ghost will turn the service. Are you care? Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2. The moving of the Spirit. Now, of course, verse 1 says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Let's read the next statement together. Let's go. And the Spirit of God, come on, let's go. And the Spirit of God moved upon. Now, I'm going to read to you The Hebrew scriptures, why they use the word move. Now, the Hebrew scriptures here, which is the Hebrew translation of the Bible, that's the original language of it, it says, and the wind from God, sweeping over the waters, which means that the way you hear, the wind moving, which means the moving of the Spirit is discernible. Move. The move of the Spirit. Now notice, it says upon the waters. Now the same waters we read earlier on was darkness. The same waters was deep darkness. The same waters we just read now was without form or void, which is basically another word for confusion. In fact, the Hebrew says unformed, uninhabited. So the first thing that happens is the Spirit moves on it. Now, because I know the Saints Community Church, so I'm going to speak like you know what I'm saying. In verse 14, no, not 14, verse 9, it now speaks about the waters gathered together, and they were now called the seas, in verse 10, the seas, or call it the dark seas. Then in chapter 2, notice, it says the Spirit moved on the waters. And those waters are called seas. The Spirit moved on the waters. Genesis 1 and 2. Now look at Genesis 2. The next time we're going to read about water. Genesis 2. And verse 10. From the Garden of Eden. A river went out to water the garden. From ends, it was parted, became four heads. So the river went out. And the way it is in the Hebrew is like it flowed down. The river flowed. Hallelujah. The river flowed. I'll read the Hebrew for you. A river issues forth, flowing from Eden to water the garden. The river flowing. The river flowing. Now, what has happened? Which means that the same waters of Genesis 1-2, which were dark, right, and chaotic, are now life-giving because of the Spirit. The same waters that were dark, the same waters that were chaotic, are now life-giving. So look at Psalm 46. The psalmist, now reading from that, Psalm 46. Are you in church? Glory to God. Want us to read it together. Psalm 46 and 1. Let's go. God is our refuge, and strength. A very present help in trouble, Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Remember the word sea? Alright, go. Verse 3. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. Look at verse 4. There is a river, the streams whereof make glad the city of God, the holy place. Look at verse 5. God, so there is a river, alright, that overwhelms the seas. This is what the Old Testament writers meant by as the waters covers the sea. That's the moving of the Spirit. In the midst of darkness and chaos and the challenges of this world. So in John's gospel, chapter 3. So now let me get that, let back. This is just some theology here. So when he says in Genesis 1:28 on 26 as well, have dominion, subdue, multiply, fill the earth. Is that also the river? That's the river. So look at John 3. So when Jesus was saying, except a man is born of water, which refers to the Spirit. Is that also Genesis? born of water, which is the Spirit. He cannot see the kingdom. He cannot enter the kingdom, John 3:5. So in John 4, quick one, John 4 and 14. Oh, let's take it together. John 4, let's take 13 and 14 together. Jesus answered and said to her, whosoever drinks of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Let's go. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto what? Everlasting life. Is that Genesis? Is that Genesis? Look at John 7. John 7. Oh, praise God. Look at this. And verse 36, 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Let's take 38 together. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of... Oh, come on, praise the Lord. Let's take 30 together. But these spake ye of the... 39 together, let's go. But these spake ye of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because... So, there is a flow of the Spirit. There is a flowing with the Spirit. A flow. That's why the New Testament writer, the Old Testament writer, used words like filled with the Spirit. Because that's the water of God's Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. Filled with the Spirit. So there's such a thing as the rivers of living water. The flowing of the Spirit. Why that word? So the flowing of the Spirit is the moving of the Spirit. Is the moving of the Spirit. Usually, people will look back and say, oh, that was the moving of the Spirit. Remember one time like that? You know, this was, and I asked the question, what happened? They said, usually Christians will have birthday parties. Birthday parties. And they'll just come and they'll just sing, people will eat. After we have, you know, somebody will just speak and share. And we thank God for the life of the celebrants. And we say all those things and we just celebrate. And then we now dance. Then somebody now say, may the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you. May the good Lord bless you, brother. Then you have the cake here. May the good Lord bless you. There's another song like that. May he say, happy birthday. Is that a song? Help me now. We don't say we love you. Is that it? God be with you till the end of time. Then they said, Mary said, no, he will say, well done, happy birthday. So people were doing that, you know, enjoying the time. And then if you're lucky, they'll give you this Bible then. It was not so popular. Amplified Bible. As a gift. The brethren will eat and go. Then there was now one event that took place that shook that particular campus. They called someone to just say something about the celebrant. People had their bottles of 7-Up, Crush, Limca, taking buns, egg roll, you know, concussion, it's campus. You know concussion? It's a sanctified rice. So people were eating. Then I said, this man should share. Somebody I know very well. As he began to speak, he began to call out people that were sick. Began to minister to them. Began to minister to other people. Those who were unsaved in the birthday party got born again. Such that the party now lasted for a few hours. People now left the birthday party to go for evangelism. Some went to their rooms praying after the birthday party. Now, when you look back, you see, that is the move of the Spirit. Is that very clear? Now, you know what now happened? From that point, people were now conscious of birthdays, which means this can happen even in a birthday party. It's how much of room you give to the Holy Spirit. Do you know, that birthday party now birthed more birthday parties of that nature And from those birthday parties, people were called to the ministry. Fellowships, churches began. So that some people today are pastors of churches that you know that received the call of God through that particular move of the Spirit. Where we have the written prophecies being fulfilled through the given prophecies. Hallelujah. Raise your hand and say, I expect God to do the unusual. I didn't hear, I expect God to do the unusual. Because that is unusual, right? That is very unusual. In fact, if you ask me to pray in a birthday party, just say, in the name of Jesus, just close your eyes. Bless this food. You know that, bless this food. Oh Lord, for Christ's sake, amen. Plus God, man, or Satan. But from that point, I remember a friend's birthday party that we held in 97, I think, in a hall. I was the MC. If you make me MC, then you are looking for crusade. So we now brought in, we had a man who was supposed to speak, he didn't come. So we now brought in Reverend Oaks. He just attended. No, he wasn't even a speaker, he just attended. So as we began to minister, to speak in the birthday, oh God, people came around the hall to watch what was going on. And you know, many of them fell under the power of God. It was a birthday. I'm talking about Independence Hall, University of Ibadan. They fell under the power of God. There was a lady who, it was a birthday. She was stuck on one spot. She's my friend on Facebook. I'm sure she's going to listen to it one day. She was stuck on one spot for a while. Her feet were glued together. She was just smiling. It was such a great move of God. We now recorded the prophecies. Brother Doug's prophesied, I think, for over 15 minutes. It was such a move of the Spirit. Pastor Dokunidowu, he's a leader in Rema now, who Brother talks to. He also was there. It was a birthday. But you know why we could have that kind of birthday? Because we had seen it before. That's a moving of the Spirit. Where, because of the written prophecies and the given prophecies, we know how God's Spirit moves. Now, there's such a thing as learning it. It can be learned. That's why I'm teaching it this morning. It can be learned. Why do you think? Look at Isaiah chapter 40. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 40. Okay, let's look at Isaiah 43 verse 19. I will do a new thing, he says, now, new thing, now it will spring forth, you shall know it. I will make a way in the wilderness, rivers, oh praise God. What do you mean by rivers? Rivers of Eden. Because outside of Eden is a desert. Tohu wabohu. Rivers. So what we need in Nigeria is not youth reorientation about drugs. What we need in Nigeria, Africa, Europe is not a fresh orientation for young people to have values. It's good to do that. We need rivers in the desert. Hallelujah. I said we need rivers in the desert. I said we need rivers in the desert. I said we need rivers in the desert. What we need, what we should pray for is rivers in the desert. And listen carefully. And there are those who don't even know what it is. And they are believers. Born again. Remember on the day of Pentecost, some guys were asking, what does this thing mean? It's a move of God. Some even mocked it. Some mocked it. They said, these guys are drunk. This is not normal, no? And it was God's Spirit moving, but people were mocking it. I'm saying they were laughing at it. What is this nonsense? That was a moving of the Spirit. Because that same day, 3,000. Oh, praise God. 3,000 believed the gospel in one moment. So sometimes when you don't know something, you can even have it and not know what it means. There was one video a man sent to me, but I'm sure it's a skit, but it's an interesting one. The man had sent his mom a phone and told her it's a phone. So, because now the phone had a very particular ringtone, so every time he called the mom to speak with her, she wouldn't pick the phone, but she just started dancing to the music. She never took the call. She was just like, to the man where there was going on. I said, you didn't call me. He said, but I called you. I wasn't. Then he called the man and said, oh, that's my transistor radio. You know, there are people like that. They think the Holy Ghost is for just speaking in tongues. No, there's more. Praise God. Are you here? You know, you can know something or get that. That's a car, but you don't know how to drive it. That's a phone, you don't know how to use it. That's a computer, you don't know how to use it. You got the Holy Ghost. So I learned to flow with the Holy Ghost. So I learned to flow with the Holy Ghost. So I learned to flow with the Holy Ghost. So I learned to flow with the Holy Ghost. So I recognize the move of the Spirit. Amen. You must know how to flow with the Spirit. Amen. You must know. Because in the moving of the Spirit, there can be unusual things. Don't get used to usual things. Usual things. It must happen like this, or like this, or like that, or like this. There's, thank God for doctrine that gives us clarity and stability. But see, doctrine must also inspire us for the unusual things. The move of the Spirit. Some may not recognize it. That's why we're teaching it. But teaching does not substitute itself or does not take the place of flowing. Doesn't. Someone did a teaching on speaking in tongues. When it was done, they asked him, do you speak in tongues? He said no. He said no. So what was it about? So I walk in experiences. God wants you to have experiences. Experiences are not anti-Christianity. So there's a moving of the Spirit. Can I hear again? A man that I, this morning, as I was coming here, I said yet again this morning, I stand on the grace and the calling of Brother Hagin. I said that to myself, who has led us on this path, and we're all grateful. Kenneth Hagin said, Brother Hagin, Papa Hagin, depending on what you're saying, that there is a move of the Spirit that can be lost in a generation, except it is taught by precept and by example. For example, look at how people believed that churches were dry. You know what they now did? They now brought in comedians. That's really horrible. They brought in people to come and tickle you with humor. Humor. So that, yeah! And they even pay them. What? To come and make you laugh. Now, I can bring in a comedian, I don't know which one yet, but not to you. Yeah, I have things I organize that's not church, that I bring those who can bring amusement. But that's not church. Church, we have the real one. I said we have the real one. We don't need manufactured joy. We don't need jokes for joy. Do you understand? We've got the original. You know, people go for concerts, you know, as I've seen them before, and they go for concert, and then someone's, Bonaboy, or Wizkid, or Temps, or what do you call this other, what's this other one? Davido, or, Asake. You know, I should know them. If I don't know them, you think I'm a hypocrite. I know them well. And they sing well, in one way or the other. So, Abraham, are you seeing them? You will see those guys. People will almost, they will wait at the gate for hours. A show. Hours. And they're paying sometimes £100. Or £50. You know what that is? You've calculated already. Are they moving? You become a bofix. Now. Say, that is, You don't hear? And sometimes, even those musicians, they'll be miming, you know. Why did you just play it in your house? They're miming it. Sometimes they'll go up and say, so, and people will go out, they remove their shirt, they say, hey. And people, they are so excited. Nobody complains about that. They think, it's a concert, people are having fun. But imagine in a church service, we are full of original joy. And you see, and somebody, you know, takes off and runs like this. Minute we're still there. Woo! On you. Oh, yeah. You know. You know, in those concerts, they don't sit down. Oh yeah. Yay. Yay. Oh, bless God. Oh, bless God. Oh, maybe you should sit down 1 minute. Try and sit down. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. You know, there's a moving of the Spirit. Glory. Hey. Oh, bless God. Oh, bless God. There is a moving of the Spirit. And this week you will laugh a lot. Hey. You laugh a lot this week. You can stop now. Woo! You'll laugh a lot this week. You'll laugh a lot this week. Yay! You'll laugh a lot this week. You'll laugh a lot this week. Woo! Yeah. God is helping you. God is helping you. I said God is helping you. God is helping you. Yeah, he's helping you. He steps in. He steps in now. God is helping you. Well, listen to your pastor and sit down. You know? Ha. Oh, yeah. Bobo goes on. Lagas. Lacto crook shook. Sukronon goshe press. Give it over here. Lekon gabraka tumba. Me know she's still breaking ass on the teacher. Shoot, don't crook the bonosa. Well, shut your mind against the bad experiences. Shut your mind. You've been thinking too much of the bad experiences. Put your focus now on what God is doing now. Because there are miracles, miracles, miracles to be received in this time. Miracles. Get used to miracles. Get used to miracles. Get used to miracles. Get used to asking God for help. Oh yeah, 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 for it's pride that makes a man think, well, you don't have to pray about it. Get used to asking God for help. Oh yeah. Get used to saying, Lord, I want your help. And I know you're going to help me. Get used to asking him for help. Get used to asking him for help. Maybe you can just do it now. As we're saying it. Yeah, about that thing. Yeah. Ask him for help now. You didn't do it before now. Oh yeah, help me, Lord. I know I got your help. Oh yeah. And put the devil to shame. Put the devil to shame. Ask him for that help now. You thought it was just a common sense thing. No, it's not. Ask him for the help now. Ask him for the help now, now, now. It looks like a simple thing, but ask him for the help now. You can trust him in every detail of your life. Oh yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can trust him in every detail of your life. Ask him for the help now. Oh, it's not about me. It's about my brother. Ask him for the help now. Oh, it's not about me. It's about someone at my workplace. Ask him for the help now. Yeah, ask him for the help. For the help now. He's your helper. He's your helper. He didn't tell you well in some things. He's your helper in all things. Ask him for the help now. Ask him for the help now. Now, now. Ask him for that help now. Ah, yeah. You learn to look up to him. Look up to him. You learn to look up to him. Oh, look away from the things distracting you now. Look away from the medical report. It's not evil, but it's against the word of God. Look away. Look away from the condemnation people are saying. Look away, look away at this moment. Look away and ask him for that help. Now, do it now. Oh, ask him for the help now. Oh yeah. And take the help. Take the help. Take the help. Take it. Take the help. Oh yeah. Take the help. Take the help. Take the help. Oh, oh yeah. Take the help. Oh, take the help. 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 Yeah. Take the help in ministry. Take the help. Oh yeah. And just about now, just about now, step away from anxiety into joy. Just about now. Just about now. Just about now, 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 just about now. So right now, drop that anxiety now. Drop the fear now. Now! Now! So take joy now. Oh, yeah. Oh, bless God. 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 Yep. 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 Yeah. Yeah! yeah. Oh yeah. You know, the move of the Holy Ghost is flowing from you to us. Yeah. You spread God's fragrance. You spread His fragrance. Yeah, you spread it. You spread it. Glory. Oh, yeah. This week you spread joy. You spread joy. Yeah. You light up your offices. You light up your home. You light up everywhere. 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 What I'm saying to you is that where there's darkness, hopelessness, you light the space up. This week. Oh yeah. Yeah. Because His hand is on you. His hand is on you. His hand is on you. Say, Lord, His hand is on me. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Something's happening in your work. It's happening around you. Oh yeah. Oh, bless God. Oh, my Lord says, strong faith, prefer the thought of Paul to share about. Yes. Greater faculties of God's Spirit are opening up. Yeah, they're opening up. Now, the areas of your life, you haven't opened up to the supernatural. You thought it wasn't necessary. It's necessary. So step away from mere logic and go into the supernatural full weight. Yes, do it. And you will see help in unusual ways. Oh, bless God. We had one more. I'll still have one or two things to tell you before we go. But listen to me. Whatever you mock or doubt doesn't work for you. Ensure that if there are things you've mocked, supernatural things, or you've doubted, or you've treated as common, go and repent. Because you are injuring certain things God intends to do through you and around you. And in some instances, listen, you are even putting people around you in trouble. Because look at Jonah, for example. There are things that, you know, if you had imbibed, it would have helped other people. It would have. Now it's time to repent and get more serious in the things of God. Get much more passionate. There are people around you whose solution is in you being passionate. The solution, it will defy anything natural. It will defy anything medical. It will defy anything financial. It will only be solved supernaturally. But you see, if you can make that adjustment, you making that adjustment, where you now stay more in the supernatural, and you can talk more about the power of God, you will see things that should have taken 6 years resolved in 6 days. Yeah. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost a bit more. Oh yeah. A bit more. Oh, Basso Sofrekengat. Shoshrekleboksta. Let us separate us. You know? Hold someone's hand just for 5 minutes. Let's just pray the move of the Spirit. Around our lives. Around our families. Hallelujah. Oh, give you praise, oh God. Try and sit. I just give you a direction. Sit down, please. Oh, blessed be God. Blessed be God. Oh, blessed be God. So, we should learn to pray in the move of the Spirit. You know, Jesus told his disciples in Luke 24 and 49. He said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. That's what he told them. He said, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem till you be endued power from on high. You know, some guys think that what it means to tarry is just sit in one place and just say, well, whatever God wants to do, let him do. No, that's not intelligent. When he told them to tarry, what did they do? Acts 1, 15 and 16 said they continued in prayer. Which means, whether it's a written prophecy or a given prophecy, we pray it out. Now this week, and not just this week, this month, not just this month, almost towards the end of the year, let's continually pray out the will of God. The moving of the Spirit. Fresh things are going to be birthed from us. Stillness is over. Fresh things are going to be birthed. They prayed. They prayed. See, you can give direction to God's power. You can. You can decide how things will turn out. There was a woman in Mark 5, the woman with the issue of blood, we call her. You know, she had been sick for 12 years. Didn't get better. She got worse. Had been to many physicians. When she heard of Jesus, what did she do? She began to say. She said, if I but touch the hem of his clothes, I shall be whole. She said that. Now pay attention. Jesus, really, was the one anointed. Acts 10:38, with the Holy Ghost and with power went about doing good and healing the plus of the devil. So it's assumed that where Jesus was, the power will be there. You know, but somebody earlier, anyway, in Matthew 8 said, you don't have to come. Speak your word only and your servant will be whole. You don't have to physically hear. That means his words can transmit his presence. If I take the words of Jesus and the presence of Jesus are the same. If I believe in the written word, I just act upon it. It's as though Jesus is the one that is doing it. So I'll learn to act on the word of God. Like God is the one performing it. Like he spoke to me directly. But look at this one anyway. However, look at this one. Jesus was going to the house of Jairus. Which means that there was something he was intending to do. And he was human. He had laid aside, as it were, his deity in the fullness of it. So he's going to the house of Jairus. And his disciples were, you know, just like when you are, I mean, look at sometimes, even in some of our meetings, the protocol are struggling to keep the people off. There was even one like that. The people overcame the protocol. I just told them, you know, just leave them. You know, and they were wondering, what are they looking for that they are doing like this? Well, you are the one that's not knowing what they are looking for. They know what they are looking for. You know, you are the one that doesn't know what they are looking for. But, you know, they were strong in his clothes. But this woman, she said, she didn't say Jesus told me to do it. She said, if I touch his clothes, I will be whole. I remember one woman like that. I was preaching, one lady, sorry. I was preaching, a woman too. I was preaching. And I told myself I was not going to lay hands on anybody. I said that. That I was not going to lay hands on the sick. That I was just going to say the power of God is here and all that. So I was preaching. So, unusually, I just went around her and I was talking and I was saying, you know, the power of God can be here. You know, and I just tapped the person. I didn't lay hands on. She had said before, she said he's going to lay hands on me. She said it. She said he's going to lay hands on me. Somebody told me this one. Said, travel from North America. Never seen me before. Said, I've seen you do this. I believe God that you are just going to call me out and lay hands on me. Said that, and I didn't even know the person. She know that supernaturally, I just called the person singularly. Said, I said it before I traveled. I mean, someone left his country all the way, not to show you, North America, and got on a plane and said, he's going to lay hands on me. He's going to lay hands on me. That was all. You know, that was what the woman did. Jesus was now going like this. They were saying, move, 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 move. She said, if I just touch his clothes. And people were there. Some will touch his clothes. Almost, see texture. Some people are like that. They will not, see, if God, Brother Hagin will say, if the Holy Ghost should wear a red hat across the road, some people will not recognize him. They will be in a place like this. God will be moving. They say, what is even happening? They will know. But you are not like that. You are smart people. You are smart people. You are spiritually smart. You know, some guys are spiritually stupid. If God will come like this, just like, you know, God came as a man, they didn't know he was the one. Some guys are that daft. They are that daft. Some guys, they are just stupid. You are asking me. Someone saying, why do people fall under the power? Say, listen to what you are saying. You say, fall under, you call something power. You are not asking me why people, you know, are you so, in those days you say, gosuki. Look at what you are even saying. Do you understand? So, some things you don't, they're silly. See, I love the power of God. I love the move of God. I love the flow of the Spirit. I want the flow of the Spirit. The woman said it. Jesus was going like this. The power came back like this. He now had to say, who touched me? He knew. Now, there is no record of this anywhere. That virtue flowed out of him. That means she spoke it that way. So when it comes to the moving of the Spirit, we can pray it in. We can speak it in. We can pray it out. We can say we desire the moving of the Spirit in our fellowship. We desire it in our family. We desire it in our home. Around my life, I desire it. And I'll pray. So the disciples knew that smart. They were that smart. For the 7 days or thereabout that they waited, they were praying. It's not out of place to know that on the day of Pentecost they were praying. They were praying. There is no time to stop praying about the moving of the Spirit. Notice that their prayer life continued throughout the book of Acts. They just kept praying. So if you pray something out, hear this, and God is doing something, don't kill it. Continue praying. Continue praying, because there is more. There is more. You know, Peter was praying when the gospel reached the Gentiles. They were praying. They said, we will not leave the word of God, Acts 6:4, and serve tables. We'll give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. It's not reason, verse 2, that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. But we'll give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. Which means that they knew, look, keep your emphasis. Keep praying. A minister of the gospel must not have seasons of prayer. He must be filled with praying. And every Christian is such a minister. So guys, there is a fresh moving of the Spirit around you. I'm saying that there is a fresh moving of the Spirit of God around you. I'm saying to you, I'm saying you, I know you've never laid hands on the sick before. I know you've never even seen a vision before. But see, I am now saying to you that there is a fresh move of the Spirit of God around you. There are unusual things that you should expect from henceforth. And desire them. And desire them. It's a flow. It's a flow. The woman said, if I touch his clothes, I'll be whole. And by our words, the power of God flowed in that direction. You know, as you are seated, you can say the same. So the Holy Ghost is flowing around me now. And you can have it. You can. You know, I used to go for meetings and I'll be looking around. 1993, I went for a teaching meeting at Oluyole Ibadan. The series was The Anointing. Reverend Victor Adeyemi, now the senior pastor of Global Harvest Church. He was one ministering that day about 30 years ago. And so, as he was ministering, I'd never seen that kind of move before. So I just opened my eyes. I said, eh? You know, like you're looking around. I heard it loud and clear in my ear. Shut your eyes! Was God talking to me. It was one of those first times I heard God that way. I just closed my eyes. You know, I'm yet to explain that experience in full till now. But by the time I opened my eyes, I was there on the floor. I got up and I'm still up preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ because of that encounter. It's good to be smart, spiritually speaking. Some guys have wasted opportunities for the move of the Spirit around them. Mark Hammond, Reverend Mark Hammond said this. He said when God sent him to that city, he told him that I had sent 7 other people before you. They didn't do it. That's why I'm sending you again. Don't wait till the end of your life before you know the many opportunities you have missed. This service is an opportunity to get in the things of the Spirit. And I'm saying it to you. It doesn't stop in this service. It flows throughout the week. Be conscious of the Holy Ghost throughout this week. I mean, be extra conscious of the moving of the Spirit. Pray a lot in tongues. Sing a lot in tongues. Play a lot of God's word to your earrings. You will see a fresh moving of the Spirit of God around you. Because, listen, that is what He's doing now. It's what He's doing now. I said this to the leaders, and I'm going to say it to all of you. Saints Community Church, never sit back and relax. No, we're going for more. No. The only thing that we're working towards is not with any church or any ministry. It's towards the will of God. And we know that He wants to cover the earth as the waters covers the sea. Therefore, our hearts are thirsting for more. For more and more and more and more and more. He that used to see visions will see more. He that used to have divinely granted appearances will see greater demonstrations. Those who speak in tongues and interpret will start to give words of knowledge and words of wisdom. Those who used to lay hands on the sick will start to raise the dead. Those who used to cast out demons will start to deal with demonic spirits over nations and over people. Because there is more that we go after and we'll pray it out. I said to you this week, spend some more time praying. Pray a lot in tongues. Pray a lot in the Holy Ghost. And you know the emphasis? We are praying in the moving of the Spirit. In our church, in our nation, in our cities, in our towns, around us, in our families. I'm saying in your family. You know it's possible. I'm not saying for them to attend your church. It's possible to have everybody in your family fervent. You can pray that. They don't have to come to your church. Your church is not the only church in the world. But you can have people who are members of your family just become very committed in their churches. You can pray. You know, that's the move of God. It's the move of God. Sometimes it's not by you just telling them. No. Some things can change people without you talking to them. Number one, your example. Number two, your praying. Many times we try to change people by talking. Why not just kneel down and pray? And then let them see you to God. Someone told me this. We used to be partners. We're still partners. He said, you know what? Do you know that just being around you, I knew God was calling me. My former boss too told me the same thing. He said, you just want to make me answer the call of God. He said, that's what is around me. Hallelujah. You know, you can actually influence people more than just saying, you know, or playing a teaching and making noise in the office. No. Let them see you flow in the Spirit. Somebody has a problem, for example, and you are praying and you just say something by the word of knowledge. They will listen to you the second time. They listen to you the second time. They saw how you were, you know, sick in the body, and they saw how you used your faith and came out healed. They will listen to you. They will listen to you. And you know what? They are listening to you. I said they are listening to you. They are listening to you. I'm saying you can pray the entire family to being committed to God and His word. This month, and next month, and the month after, and the one after, we're going to be giving ourselves more to the moving of the Spirit. This is a song I want us to sing as I, you know, close today. But we're not close. Except we're not close. That song of yours, there's a mighty flow of God's Spirit in this place, in the earth. There's a ceaseless flow. Oh, I yield. I yield. I yield.
Mighty flow of God's Spirit in the earth today.
Do you believe it?
There's a ceaseless flow.